views and opinions expressed by hosts, invited speakers, and callers do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network.
This is the key.
Welcome, everyone, to Tando Radio Show. Welcome to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. This is David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. Just want to thank you, as always, for listening today. And today is October the 7th, 2015. And we have a live show for you today. It's a Wednesday, middle of the week. So, hey, just want you to continue to support Black Talk Radio Network, as we always talk about here in the beginning of the show. Please continue to support the network. Tell your friends, tell your family members. Increase the overall listenership, because the programming here is great. It's one of the few places that you can get a perspective that serves your best interest. Everyone else exploits your interest or not even considers what's in your best interest at all. So continue to support this, because, you know, if you look around this country and if you look around the world, there are very few entities that service our needs, and that's because of so many things. But one of the things that we have to focus on is what is the preventable side of that, and that is our overall support and participation within it. So without your support, like so many other things that happen within, the realm of business, when you don't support it, it goes out of business. And we can't afford for Black Talk Radio Network not to be here. It's one of the last, it's one of the few, it's the one that is for you. So continue to support this network by financial donations, telling people about it, to overall expand the programming, and also sponsors. If you have sponsors that you know will be interested in Black Talk Radio Network, get in contact with Black Talk Radio Network. It's so needed, because, listen, we do not want to lose these avenues and lose these outlets. And we start to complain about things that we didn't take action on to prevent. So make sure that doesn't happen to Black Talk Radio Network. Also, go to Facebook, our Facebook page for Tando Radio Show. That's T-H-A-N-D-O Radio Show. You can find us on Facebook, and we post some of the things that we're going to be talking about today. I wasn't able to do a lot of posting today. Had an appointment, had to take care of some things. A little influx here, getting ready for some major changes here within the family. So was busy today, didn't get to post too much. It's going to be that way for a little while. But, hey, bear with us. We'll get through it. So, hey, today we're going to have a live show, you know. One of the things that we played a documentary that was put on by the History Channel. Now, one of the things that I do with mainstream media, and I consider the History Channel mainstream media, is that I only take out from them what I need for myself. Because, one, they serve a propaganda purpose, but then they also, one of the things, like in mainstream media, the news, I always tell people, do the opposite of what they suggest, do the opposite of what they're doing, and you'll be fine, because their propaganda is to shepherd you like sheep to the slaughter, and to corral you for the overall corporate good and not your individual good. Those people really don't have your best interest at heart. They serve the people that pay them and that put them in production, and that is not done by the people, like Black Talk Radio Network. So one of the things we listened to a video yesterday talking about a nuclear detonation within the city, and the city was Washington, D.C., and then they had different people from the RAND Corporation, from FEMA, from Department of Homeland Security. All these people came on and gave their opinion. And let me tell you something, as long as they're running their mouth, listen to them, because they'll tell you everything, but do not heed anything that they say. You know what I mean by that is that listen to them from the standpoint of learning what you can learn, knowing that they do not mean you well. But sometimes they may tell you some things that's that's good for you, but they do not have your best interest at heart. Always know that. So, because history tells you that, and if you check the history of different organizations and different people, you'll come to that conclusion rather quickly. And it's just a matter of knowing what's really going on. Do you know what's up? So, we played that video yesterday, and it was really good because it told you a lot of things. I mean, it broke down so many things, and we started to break down some of those things. One of the key things that I wanted to let you know is that the actual nuclear detonation that could happen, yes, very well could happen by some organization or group. But one of the things you have to look at is that who actually has invented these weapons? The people that invent these weapons control these weapons for their overall purpose. And you really have to go to the very to the very beginning of things. You have to go to the genesis of things. Who created this and why did they create it? And you have to look at it from a standpoint of what were they going to gain by creating this? And if you look at it from that standpoint, it's very easy to put people outside of what they say, but in categories based off of what they do. And that's so important. If someone says that they have your best interest at hand, but they're doing things contrary to that, one of the things that you have to do is close your ears and open your mind. Stop listening to what they're saying and start looking at what they're doing. That is one of the most important things to do when it comes to relationships with people or any group of people or any entity. And if you look at why were these weapons created, they were created to control and to destroy people. Who would want to destroy and control people? The people that have established an alliance and a fraternity of control and destruction. Because they're doing it for a reason. It's profitable to them. And I'm not talking about the profitability that's held within a monetary standpoint. I'm talking about a profitability that's held with them into a manipulative and manipulation and controlling of people's free will and their lives. I'm talking about enslaving people. So you really look at it and you can see the people that would design such would engineer such weapons and create such tools. Why are they creating it? What is the purpose of it? It's quite simple: to control and manipulate mankind. Not just some people, but everyone. Everyone. So one of the things that is so important when we look at things. So now, yesterday from the video, and what I want to do today is I want to just piggyback on that and then go into how do we prepare for things. Actually start talking about some real practical applications that we can do in order to prepare. But one of the things that we really have to do is we have to open up our overall minds to what is the threat that we have. And so what I want to do now, I got two really, really short videos about what's going on in the world. Yesterday they talked about from the documentary how they were, that FEMA and Homeland Security and everyone else within the controlling factors of the government to maintain control over the people were preparing for a nuclear detonation within the continental United States in one of its major cities. Well, when you think about that, who would gain means, motive, opportunity, and who would gain from it? That's the most likely suspect. And if you look at that, it always points straight to the same people that you pay your taxes to. They've done it before in the past, if you know history. And what we're going to do today is that we're going to look at some events that have happened in the past that correlate and substantiate and validate that. This Well, you know, we just played it yesterday, and then today some major news came out, and it came out of Russia. So we're going to jump into this video real quick. They're really short, these two videos, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about who would detonate a nuclear device within the continental United States. And I would tell you it's some of the very same people that have instituted a preparedness operation and a preparedness apparatus for just that. They prepared because they know when it's coming, because they're the ones that's going to bring it in so many ways. It's all compartmentalized. Just because your local a FEMA person is not actually the person that's going to be doing it, but it's the actual people that fund, that benefit, and that created those entities that are going to do it. This, let me tell you something. These people can't even decide or fix, you know, some of the smallest things. Have an appropriate response to Katrina. Have appropriate response to different things. Just an appropriate response to it. And you think that they can really respond to or have an idea on how to respond to an act of a nuclear detonation
thousands
within
of Europe.
The country? No, they got it all set because they know it's coming because it's being created by them, in so many words. So, hey, let's go to these two videos real quick. They're really, really quick, and just some current events on what happened today in Russia. Let's go to the video.
Was spilt all over this car weren't meant for cocaine or heroin, but for this glass vial of cesium-135, a radioactive taste of what this man, Valentin Grosso, said he could supply. The next exchange was to be for enough radioactive material to make a dirty bomb.
Valentin,
he asked him from the very beginning, "Who do you represent?" Our agent said, "Man, they're hot shots. They're from the Islamic State."
Last February's bust was the latest example of a thriving nuclear black market in the former Soviet Union. AP has uncovered four instances in the last 5 years where members of criminal networks in Moldova were caught trying to sell radioactive material. 4 years earlier, an informant for Konstantin Malik's Moldovan police unit was approached by a man looking to sell uranium.
They could make one of those dirty ones, you know, make a dirty bomb if you've heard of such things. The level of radiation is high, and these explosions spread material over a territory. Radiation level is high, it's bad for the health, that's the method.
The blurred face is Teodor Ketrus, a former KGB informant working for Alexander Agenko, a citizen of both Russia and the Ukraine, known in the criminal underworld as the Colonel. Ketrus was his middleman.
He said multiple times that these substances had to get to, must have a real buyer from Islamic States to make a dirty bomb, that they will be the most interested in buying the radioactive bomb, and that the American state must be annihilated.
The colonel sent his wife and Ketrus to sell a sample of radioactive material to a man they believe to be an intermediary for a buyer in the Middle East, but was really an undercover officer. In a search of Ketrus' house, investigators found he might also have had a real buyer, a Sudanese doctor, Yusuf Fazul Ibrahim. Ketrus would be sentenced to only 5 years in prison.
Highly enriched uranium is of particular concern because if terrorists acquire HEU, they will essentially have overcome one of the most difficult obstacles on the pathway to make what we call an improvised nuclear device, or IND.
Politics and infighting forced Malik and most of his team to leave the police force by May. He said the Moldovan authorities are more concerned with good PR and impressing their FBI benefactors than finding the source of the radioactive material. And Moldovan authorities did not immediately respond to a request to comment on Malik's claims, but said earlier they understand the threat is still very real.
Until the head of the criminal group is sentenced and jailed, until we know for sure where the substances seized in Europe came from and where they were going to, only then we will be able to say for sure the danger is no longer present.
Ketrus' five-year sentence was supposed to run into next year, but he was released in December, serving barely 3 years for trying to sell the materials for a nuclear bomb to the enemies of the United States. David Martin, The Associated Press.
song, doesn't it? Top Republican now in the Senate, one of the staunchest supporters of a military strike on Damascus, sounding the alarm. Lindsey Graham said the following, quote, I believe that if we get Syria wrong within 6 months, and you can quote me on this, there will be a war between Iran and Israel over their nuclear program. My fear is that it won't come to America on top of a missile. It'll come in the belly of a ship in the Charleston or New York harbor, end quote. KT McFarland, Fox News National Security Analyst, here to analyze this. Good morning to you. What was this, hyperbole, or do you think he's on to something? What do you think?
No, I think, I've studied and taught nuclear weapons at MIT, and the one thing you learn is you don't try to psych out another country in the use of nuclear weapons, because if you're wrong, you risk nuclear war. I could make the same argument using the same information that Lindsey Graham, and I could say, look, if it's just a slap on the wrist, Iran is going to conclude nobody's going to stop our nuclear program. Or if, on the other hand, we get bogged down into an action-reaction cycle in Syria, a third Middle East war, Iran could conclude, oh, America's preoccupied. We'll go ahead with our nuclear program. The better thing that the United States could do if you really want to stop Iran, go after the money. Do what Reagan did in the Cold War. The way Reagan ran the Cold War is he drove down the price of oil, and that bankrupted the Soviet Union. Then they didn't have money left for Star Wars or their weapons programs or anything. That's what we should do with Iran.
That's it. Let me get back to the last point in a moment here. But why is Lindsey Graham talking about Iran and Israel going to war within 6 months? U.S. senator with credibility on the line. Yeah. Why does he talk that way?
What he's saying is that it's a proxy war, that Syria isn't just about Syria. Syria is a proxy war between Iran supporting the Syrian government, Saudi Arabia and others supporting the rebels. And so if we don't stop Syria, if we don't stop Iran's proxies in Syria, Iran is going to feel emboldened. And Israel is going to conclude, nobody's stopping Syria. Nobody's going to stop Iran. We don't have any choice. We'll have to launch a preemptive attack against Iran's nuclear program. And then Iran's going to retaliate by putting a container.
Come back to this money issue here. You're saying if we developed a better comprehensive energy policy in the U.S., we might not even have to deal with these matters in the Middle East? Back that up.
Here's why. If the United States develops, if we become self-sufficient in energy, we develop our own energy industry, we become energy exporters, we're their biggest competitors. At the same time, we could go to the Saudis and say, you really don't want a nuclear Iran. Why don't you do for us what you did for Reagan? Pump more oil. Drive the price of oil down, because Iran right now has had sanctions. It's been affected by the sanctions, but not enough to stop its nuclear program, but enough to start stopping their funding, for example, of Hamas. If Iran was faced with a situation where it didn't have the revenue it needed to subsidize its own people, it would be so preoccupied with keeping themselves in power, they wouldn't have money left over to fund terrorists, to pay for a nuclear weapons program. Go after the funding, because as long as Iran does potentially get nuclear weapons, and who knows what's going to happen, I say go to their ability to make those nuclear weapons.
It's an interesting point. Okay, now, we just talked with the Secretary General from NATO 30 minutes ago, and he said he supports a limited, narrow strike, which is what the president's been saying also. And listen, we're not near the top of the hill on this argument yet. Mm-hmm. And I'm not even quite sure we're going to get to the top of the hill.
Right, I agree.
Okay, but if we do, and a strike is approved and it's okayed by the U.S. Congress, and the commander-in-chief gives the go-ahead for a limited, narrow strike, do we have the capability to knock out Assad's ability?
No, and that's the whole thing. Nobody's talking about going after Assad's chemical weapons. I mean, I might go along with that. We're not talking about that. We're talking about a strike that's going to punish him, that's going to send a signal. Maybe we're talking about a strike that would destroy some of the WEP delivery systems, the helicopters, the airplanes that can deliver chemical weapons. But
do you think we can do that, though?
Oh, I think we can
do that. Or is it a quick strike and you're out and you're left to question, what was that all about?
Here's the thing, Bill. The Japanese attacked on Pearl Harbor because they thought it was going to be a quick strike. Hitler did the same thing in World War II. It was going to be a blitzkrieg, a quick strike. The problem with any military planning is you have to assume the other guy's going to respond. Assad is going to have to respond to any attack. Why?
He was asked about that today, too. Why? Because
his credibility's on the line.
And Charlie Rose asked him that question, whether or not chemical weapons could be in play, and he seemed to leave the door open in his answer that you'll hear next hour coming up here. KT, thank you.
Thank
KT
you, Bill.
Song, doesn't it?
Okay, everyone. Listen, I played those two videos. and they were two separate videos. The reporter that you heard, that took place about almost to the date 2 years ago. That was September 10th of 2013, and there was a reason why I played that, and we're going to talk about that now. But the first thing I want to talk about is, if you'd like to get in on a conversation, hey, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549-9032#, then hit star 61 to prompt me, and I will see that you have a question or a comment, and I'll bring you right up so that you can make that known. Now, listen, the first video was in Moldova, in Russia. There was, you know, when the Soviet Union broke up, and it was after, you know, the U.S. virtually pushed the Soviet Union into bankruptcy and caused them to dissolve the Soviet Union. And so one of the things that happened was that they conveniently lost control of their overall nuclear weapons program, and the assets from the uranium to all of the components in order to make the weapons and the very weapons themselves. And now, when that happened, that people within Russia were selling it. And now, think about it. When we look at these globalists, okay, they have a 100-year, 200-year, 300-year plan. You know, like we always talk about, I always say, you know, for the general person, we don't even have a 10-year plan when you think about it. But these people have plans for generations. How convenient has it been now to have the Soviet Union break up, and then now you have the advent of unaccounted for nuclear material all over in form of weapons and the material to make the weapons now unaccounted for throughout the world? It makes the perfect scenario for what you're going to set up 20 years down the line, for what you're going to set up 30 years down the line. Because that's the key to controlling people, is to start the process of control and to prepare for that way in advance so that the people have no clue what just hit them. So now, back once the Soviet Union broke up, now all of a sudden it's nuclear material in the form of weapons and the materials necessary to make weapons were being sold on the black market. And so what happened today was that one guy that was affiliated, you know, they say that he was a mobster that was affiliated with a former KGB, and he was selling cesium and other uranium to so-called ISIS individuals. How about this, huh? ISIS. How convenient that this story goes exactly the way that service who? The very same people that have enslaved humanity throughout history. So now, this gentleman was so-called was selling these materials, and then he got caught. You know, let me tell you something. They seem to always catch and have the reporters right there so conveniently to film it all. Kind of like with, you know, so many other false flags and setups and cover-ups that you've seen before. See, they want to let people know, because now they have plausible deniability, so that when something does go wrong, they can say that it was sold on the black market. It solely serves their purpose. And if you heard in yesterday's video, that was the Department of Homeland Security, FEMA, and RAND Corporation, and all of those individual corporations that are run by the globalists that control the purse strings of everything. What they said that their fears were, because they were creating that environment and those conditions to happen. They were playing both sides of the fence. They're writing the script, and the play was just being acted out by different actors that they've hired to do it. So now, what does that give them? Straight plausible deniability. Because they've given you something on the History Channel. They've talked about it. They've had a news broadcast that say, hey, this is coming, like they've done so many other times before. And it was all filled with lies. From New York with the Bushes and the Cheneys, to the Gulf of Tonkin, what got the United States into the Vietnam War was all a lie. The USS Liberty was all a lie. It was all set up. Because this is the modus operandi, the way, the MO of these people, because it's worked so well before in the past, because the general public is so naive to the history of the past. Too busy trying to make ends meet. Too busy trying to make it through the day. Not even realizing that by not knowing history, you're not going to be able to control the future that you'll have. Then their plan supersedes your plan. Whatever you have planned 10 years from now will be beholden to what they want 10 years from now, because we give that emphasis to them, that authority to them. So now, this was the perfect setup. So now they have the story where the cesium was being sold, and uranium is going to be sold. So what are they going to say? That they're going to come back and play these and talk about these from the Associated Press that this was happening? And did you notice how many times that they had said that this had happened before? It was numerous times before. So now they set up everything. One of the keys to getting away with a crime is to clean it up before you do it. This is what these people are doing. This is what the overall agenda is. So then now, what you heard in the news broadcast, and that was one of the mainstream media news broadcasts, and then had the lady came on and said that she, you know, studied nuclear whatever at MIT. Please. Please. If you listen to what she was saying, but there was something very telling there that we're going to talk about in a minute. But this is what I want to bring to your attention, what she said. Remember when she said we should do what Reagan did, drive down the price of oil, and it bankrupt the Soviet economy. What are you seeing happening now? They're driving down the barrel of oil, which should be selling around $80 to $90 to $100 a barrel. It's down in the 40s. This was a deliberate attack on the economy of Russia. Why is that? So, see, what they want you to think is on terms as being an American and on terms as them being Russian, not knowing that both of them, the governments of those entities, are one big fraternity against you. So then now, what happens is this. They so-called say that they're in a war, a financial war with Russia, and then it turns into a trade war, then it turns into a currency war, then it turns into a shooting war. And they do that because it gives them perfect plausible deniability to do what? To bring the real fear by war and destroying and regaining more control and seizing your so-called liberties and making you think that the government is the god in which you have to serve and you have to sacrifice on the altar and bring your daily sacrifice of taxes, your labor, your whole quality of life, and your whole prosperity is subject and subjugated through them. And so many of us now, we so haphazardly think, well, the government is supposed to give them undue, unresponsible authority. And we blindly think that these people have our best interests at hand. And I tell you, blind faith is always the first steps to genocide. So then now, she said we should drive down the price of oil just like Reagan did, to destroy the Soviet Union. That's what's being done now. And then there's going to be a response to that now. And it's going to be a response that the common people would say, Russia. And then now you see it now. You know, Putin is like such a hero and such a well-thought-of individual because he's standing up to the U.S. and not even realizing that all these governments are in this against you. The fight is fixed. The fight is totally affixed against humanity, against every single common person on this earth, by a very few people. So then now, they're driving down the prices, like she said. Okay, so then that's going to do what? As she also said, she said that the Saudi Arabia should do what Reagan did, what told them to do, and start pumping more oil and drive down the price. Well, one of the things is this. That doesn't work, and it didn't work because Saudi Arabia doesn't have any more oil. Saudi Arabia is running out of oil. This is why they want to seize the resources somewhere else. So that's not working. And then not only that, that's not working because the world has changed. So they want you to think. Because if they get you to think that now, because what they do is this is all cyclical, they're going to change powers just like they change their underwears and their socks. When that doesn't work anymore, that's dirty, that's soiled, that's no longer good, they're just going to change it. And they're going to put on a different pair and give you the same thing that they've been giving you throughout history. More enslavement. More disparity of treatment. More disenfranchisement. More you begging them to give you freedom. More of you having to go to them for your livelihood. More of you kneeling to their authority and bending your knees to them. So then now, another major thing that she said that was so crazy, she said that, this, you know, just like Japan attacked Pearl Harbor thinking that it was going to be a one quick hit and that was going to be it. She has no clue about history, purposely so, is that she still may know, but she knows that the general public doesn't know. That was all, once again, a fraternity against the people, and this is what they said, is that Japan, which was true, the U.S. had a blockade against Japan and wouldn't allow oil to come into Japan. And Japan is a island that's resource starved. It doesn't have any oil, so it has to import all of this oil. So once the blockade went against Japan, Japan was basically was being starved out. They had no choice because they were first attacked by the United States so that the United States could drop a bomb on the country and get the rest of the people of the world to be beholden and subjugated to the United States government because they had nuclear technology. That's the truth. What she's talking about is a full-on lie to totally get you to maintain what the system wants you to be, one that's dependent upon them and enslaved to them. But of course, this was the story, just like you see a story now that's brewing, where the roles are being reversed. Russia's the new beacon of freedom. China's becoming the new beacon of freedom. And the U.S. is following the same steps that Germany followed when the Third Reich of Nazi Germany took over. And this is happening because it worked so well before. Every single person in the world bought it. They were looking one way and were being hit from behind. But they were being misled and deceived, and they bought the propaganda. They gave you a boogeyman so that you wouldn't see what the real controlling factors were. And so now, in today's world, it's all set up perfectly. And then this is the main thing about that article, was that Senator Graham, Lindsey Graham, that's what they call him, a senator, because, you know, people voted for him. They went into a booth and said they wanted him, but they didn't even really count the vote to make sure that that was it. And this is all a charade and a facade of participation. You never even validated one vote. And but they tell you what the outcome is. That means what? They control who goes wherever they want them to go. And then you say, yep, that's who we voted for. Well, he won or she won. Man. So now, what happened with this is that Graham said 2 years ago, almost to the date 3 years ago, that Charleston, South Carolina Harbor was going to be attacked and hit with a nuclear bomb. That's what they were talking about. Let me tell you why they were doing that. Because these people have a sick code where they have to tell you before they do it. And they were telling you what their intentions were. Hold on one sec. Hey, Will Wall, I'll call you. I'm on air. I'll call you back. Okay. So, hey, everyone, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about this even more and finish this out. Very, very important show. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We're going to go to a commercial break. We'll be right back in a few seconds.
Have you thought about getting into podcasting but don't know where to start? Have something to say to the world but don't know how? The popularity of podcasts and internet radio streaming continues to grow with millions of people on the planet gaining internet connectivity through a multitude of devices. In the current media age, people can browse internet radio stations or listen to podcasts right from the dashboard of their cars. There are few barriers to anyone who wants to produce internet-based media. To encourage media production for black people by black people, if you are an independent black media producer or want to become one, the nonprofit Black Talk Media Project is offering unlimited and unmetered podcast hosting services below industry pricing. Need more information about the industry and the technology? Find out how to create internet-based radio broadcasts and or podcasts at www.knowledgebase.blacktalkradionetwork.com. Again, that's www.knowledgebase.blacktalkradionetwork.com.
This is Brother Elliot, host of Time for an Awakening, and you're listening to Black Talk Radio Network, new media for the new millennium.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. It's your host, David Rand, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. And the number is area code 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 5490-32-POUND. And then what you do is just hit star 61 to let that will let me know that you have a question or a comment, and I'll go straight to you. So, hey, today's show, we're talking about the setup, and we're hearing so much about the positioning for, that everything is being positioned for what I believe is what they've been telling you for a while, that there's going to be a terrorist act within this country, and it's going to come by way of a dirty bomb, which is basically, it's not a full, it's someone that takes a bomb and puts nuclear material inside of it, and it's spread, you know, like cesium, and other, they could put uranium in it, cesium, plutonium in it, you know, and then that would be a poor man's dirty bomb. But let me tell you something, if anything does go off, they can tell you anything. They can tell us anything, you know, so, and this is what is, puts us at a position of disadvantage, because we allow these people, we give them authority over our lives, and this is how they are going to actually adjudicate it, and it's not in our best interest, and we really need to start looking at totally dismantling this system and getting away from it before it takes us all out, before we do have to deal with these incidents that they will bring about, because actually, the fear gives them exactly what they want. It gets everyone on their knees and to actually be subjects of theirs. So it's the classic bully act. It's just a classic bully act. You know, it's, at some point, you know, they're not only going to take your lunch, but your they're going to take your ability to have a lunch in the future also. So this is what it's all about. It's really easy to see once you start putting the evidence and the truth together. It tells one big story that we're being had and that we've been had, and this has to stop. So just before we went to the break, I was talking about how Senator Graham had said that he believed 2 years ago that South Carolina was going to be the victim of a nuclear dirty bomb attack. And I say that this is really important that we hear these people, because there's a language that they speak, and that language is that they have a sick creed that they follow, where they have to tell you before they do something. And you look at all of the major events that have happened, and they told you it was going to happen, but little to none of us really listened. There was only a few that keyed in on it and put it together, and it's usually those that are independent thinkers. The independent thinking people put it together and said, oh man, something's up. These people are lying. And they do that for what reason? It's a sick thing, part of being a sociopath and a psychopath. It's just what they do. But I believe it's a creed that they have. It's a part of a demonic creed that they have. So now, when Graham said that, and I don't know if you guys were aware of that, but he said that 2 years ago. But see, this is the real story that's behind it all. And I'm not quite sure if you knew about it, but there was a whole lot more to that story, and there was a reason why that so-called elected official said what he said. And that's because, in that year, there was some nuclear arms, weapons that were moved from some bases, and they were in South Carolina. And there were some military generals in charge of those weapons that refused to play along. And this has happened a couple of times in the past. There was a colonel, and she was in charge of the communications, and there was a communications that the subs were supposed to engage. This was just a year ago, the Soviets, and she refused to give that order, and she was arrested, relieved of duty, and hasn't been heard or seen from since. Posted that a year ago. And this is a lot of times the only thing that stops certain things from happening. Well, in this event, right after Lindsey Graham said what he said, all of a sudden there was some movement of nuclear arms at the orders of the administration. Doesn't matter who's in the White House. Doesn't matter who's in Congress. They just tell you that matters. Yesterday you heard them say themselves that there's a shadow government. They're telling you everything. They're basically telling you that slavery still exists legally by them. Legally. But we refuse to put those pieces to the puzzle together because it's difficult. It's not comfortable. It scares you. It scares me. Let me tell you, what they have planned for you is far worse if you're scared. Fear should never, ever, ever be a part of your decision making at all. So now, the story that what happened was that there were nuclear weapons that were taken. It was a couple of years ago. And they were ordered to be moved. And there were three people that were involved, two Army generals and one Navy admiral. And, you know, their job was to oversee the nuclear arsenal and to protect it and everything else. Well, there was an order given by the administration to transport three nukes. And it was didn't follow protocol. And it didn't follow their safety regulations. So these individuals that were in charge of this knew what was going on because they know the game. They prepare for things, and they know and they see things from in their preparations from war and from just the overall preparations to be able to get to have a billet such as that to do that. They knew it was up. And so what did they do? They started to sabotage the overall moving of those weapons to ensure that they didn't meet their ordered destination. So what happened? They knew the intentions of these weapons, and they refused to participate in it. The naval admiral had the nuke taken off of like 300 miles away from South Carolina, and detonated in the ocean. And two other nukes that the generals had. One of them, they were able to retrieve. The other one, they weren't. So there was one that was outstanding. But these three individuals refused to play the game. They refused to participate. You can look it up. You can look up the event. And what happened was, all of a sudden, then Obama fired. There were five firings, and all three of them were in the firing. You can look it up, where it was top nuclear missiles commanders fired. Of those five that were fired, all three of those individuals that refused to participate in it were fired. This happens. And you really have to be thankful that there are some people that refuse to go along with the system. And you can look this up in the past. Top nuclear missile commanders fired. It was on, you know, mainstream media. It was on CNN. And they tried to come up with some slander campaign, because that's what they always want to do, slander the individuals that told them no. Told them that they wouldn't refuse to participate. They came up with some slander campaign, and then they had them fired, had them relieved. But if they didn't do it, what Graham was saying was going to come true. That tells you what? That they have a plan for that to happen. And guess what? It's still a part of the plan. Because when Lindsey Graham said that he was warning about South Carolina with the threat of a nuclear attack, that has not gone away. They just are going to wait for the appropriate time. And they're going to come in with another Plan B. I believe that Plan B is going to be a part of this refugee spot. Why? Because they're telling you it. They're telling you that they're bringing this, and this is a security risk, bringing all these people here. But guess what? They're still going to do it, because it gives them the perfect plausible deniability to say that we were had. And then all of the individuals that participated it, oh, guess what? They're no longer the elected officials. And then they'll just blame it on the last guy with no form of legal recourse at all. You do something, there's justice just for you. For them, they get immunity. Washington, D.C. has its own immunity. The Vatican, its own immunity. Bank of International Settlement, its own immunity. The City of London, its own immunity. And they run rampant. with that immunity, and they wage that against you. They tell you that they're more important, and they tell you that you serve them because they're immune to what affects you. So, this incident that Graham was a part of, and believe me, he's no one. Why? Because you see him. All the people that you see are just the actors. But does that relieve them of their culpability to it all? No. None whatsoever. None whatsoever. So now, when you look at this, and this is very, very common. This isn't some conspiracy theory. And it's something that's the truth. And if you look up, there was also, this is something that has been happening for a very, very long time. It's a part of the overall fiber of controlling people. You know, go back to the last nuclear major incident during the Cold War when Kennedy was president. There was something called Operation Northwoods. And in Operation Northwoods, it was just supposed to be a series of false flags that was going to happen within the United States that the U.S. government was sanctioning. And they proposed it to Kennedy, and he refused to do it, so they say. Refused to do it. And this all came from the same people that brought you the Free Syrian Army, ISIS, came out of CIA. And what they were going to do is they were going to have some of their people commit perceived acts of terrorism within the United States, within the city, and then blame it on Cuba in order to create public support for a war that had Cuba had come under, you know, Fidel Castro, and it was Operation Northwood. And what they were going to do was that they were going to hijack and bomb. What part of the proposals was that they were going to have hijackings and bombings here in the United States and blame it on Cuba. And then that would change the overall sentiment of Cuba and get the people to sanction a blood sacrifice of war. And what happened was, and, you know, they were going to have different targets. They were going to target the military. They were going to target different civilians. What have you started to see here now? All these mass shootings. And then now you had where they started to attack the military. And this plan was all drafted up by the CIA and the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And then they pushed it to Kennedy, and he rejected it. So they say. And if you think about it, what happened from that? Then there was the Cuban Missile Crisis with Russia. Somebody got in the way of what these devils wanted to do. And this operation is nothing new. When you look throughout the history of this government and other governments, and they have a long-standing operational mechanism of controlling the people through acts of terror. Did you know that it's illegal by international law for one country to experiment with their weapons using other citizens from another country? But if they use it on their own citizens, it's totally legal. This is the ass backwards thinking that we allow to go on, and we give it credence by sanctioning these types of authorization and authority, and we question nothing. We just want to go about our way and do what it is that we can do. Let me get mine. Let me tell you, they're always going to give you yours. They're always going to give you the slave's wage of everything. And they're going to give you some comforts for the moment. They're going to feed you, supply you the shelter from their credence to get you all nice, happy, comfortable, and fat before they lead you to slaughter. It never fails. They do it time and time again because it works. And whenever the population gets large enough and has nothing to do with the overall in the numerical population, has everything to do with the questioning of them population. Whenever people start questioning them more and start waking up to what the truths are, guess what they do? Now's the time to bring in the war scenario, the terrorist scenario. Now's the time to attack the people, to put them back in their place. Let them eat cake. You think these people say these things without real meaning, heartfelt meaning? See, the general public talks a lot of noise. These people don't have to talk noise. When they talk, they mean it. Because they know they have the general public right where they want them, on their knees. At some point, we all need to stand up. We all need to individually stand up, then collectively stand up. Because if not, they're going to continue to have these proxy wars. They're going to continue to divide and conquer. And nothing else will change. They'll give you the same thing that they gave yesterday. If you look at one of the reasons why I play videos from things is so that you can see what they've done in the past, it's nothing new today. They just make you think that it's new because it's new to you because they know you don't know. And it's a very, very, you're at a very unique disadvantage when you don't know something and someone else does. They can take advantage of you at will. And this is really what's happening now. So this is what we really need to understand, prepare for, and then overall correct. Because man's way of governing is totally illegal. Because it's nothing more than sanctioned, governmental sanctioned, religiously sanctioned enslavement. And it starts with us. It starts with us. It starts with our community, the original community. Because now the children of the original have run amok. And the only ones to change this and bring real guidance and real direction is going to have to come from us. It's going to have to come from us. So, hey, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to talk to you. Give us a call at 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. Then hit *61 if you have a question or comment about what we're talking about today, the big setup. And I do believe at some point you are going to actually see what the History Channel was saying. They will use all forms of blood sacrifices because they don't think like you. They want you to be the thinkers that you are, docile. They are extremely aggressive. All bullies are. And the only way that they're able to maintain their overall standing is when the people that they bully accept the bullying. Basic schoolyard rules. Nothing has changed in however long that you've been living and however long that you've been away from the schoolyard. Nothing else has changed. It's just that adults do it with bigger tools. Hey, you're listening to Tando Radio Show brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about, okay, now, what do we do? How do we prepare for it? What are some of the things that we need to get into our possessions and some of the things that we need to know. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
The Radio Show is live on Black Talk Radio Network, Monday through Fridays at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Check Black Talk Radio Network on Facebook for updates. Also, don't forget to follow Tando Radio Show on Facebook as well. Have a question or comment for the host? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-POUND. That's 549-032-POUND. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Tando Radio Show on the Black Talk Radio Network.
Hey, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. It's your host, David Rand, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. Just want to thank you all for listening today. And today we're talking about, just wanted to draw some similarities between the past operations that have been used against the general public and some of the ones that you're seeing now. It's nothing new. It's nothing new. This is why they have to have classified information. This is why you'll hear in their congressional hearings, we can't talk about that, that's classified information. Bullshit. They have to have that because they don't want you to know how corrupt and what they really are doing. There is no, let me tell you, there are always secrets to every crime. So they don't want you to know what they're doing against you. And this is, there are no secrets. There's no need for secrets. Because when you have secrets, you have manipulation and you have controls. They have all of their secret organizations, everybody, and then people say, oh, you know, that's all conspiracy. And they tell you right away, this is top secret, this is classified, this and that. That's, they're telling you they have a system to keep you from knowing what they're doing. And then we sanction it as so-called as, oh, great patriots. Stand up, salute the flag, and all this. Are you serious? You're worshiping a idol thing? It's really ridiculous. It's really ridiculous. It's childish even when you really look at it. And so this is what, you know, the adults, what we have to wake up to. And, you know, my man Brother Braggs has sent me a great article today. And let me tell you, these shootings that you're seeing all of a sudden with the frequency in which you're seeing them all of a sudden. So what? Guns were new? This is a new thing? Guns is a new invention? This stuff has been around. It serves a purpose. These guns have been around for, since this, you know, since they so-called established this corporation of enslavement. So these guns things is new. But see, the bad thing is that whatever they tell us, we buy. The latest fad, we buy. And there's people just blindly, and they divide you, Democrat and Republican, get you emotionally attached to something and say that you know, you're for this person, you're for that. And whatever they say, you're like, yes. Not even thinking on your own. That's why they want to put you in groups. So it's mob thought. Not an individual thought. Think about when you were born. It was just you, the great individual that God had created. You didn't come out as a group. You came out as a very significant individual, and we have surrendered that. And when you surrender that, that means that you accept something else. We have accepted our bondage to man. Our enslavement. This is the dangerous thing. Hey, we got a caller. Let's go to this caller. I don't like to keep the callers waiting. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name? Where you calling from? What's your comment or question? Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Hey, how you doing, bro? You on air.
How you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
Man, I'm just, I think all these school shootings and mass shootings are staged, but they can try to disarm us.
Yeah.
And we could just be sitting ducks. But I don't think them honkies go get their pistols up. No, they ain't giving them up. But I love what you're doing, bro. And it's real talk, though, what you're talking about.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Man. Cool, yeah, walking around here asleep.
Yeah, we are, and believe me, it's all a setup, you know, and as you know what's up, and it's a complete setup. Man, people are going to give up. They're not going to give up their guns at all. And it's like you said, you think about it. I want people to think about this. If guns were so deadly, and if it was such a necessity to give them up and get them out of the general public's hands, then the government themselves should set the example. Give up all of your guns. Why do you have them? Why do you use them? Now, check this out. So you telling people that they need to give up their guns, and if they don't do it, what are you going to do? You're going to send some people with guns to go get theirs, right? Come on, man.
Right.
Every criminal wants to have a disarmed victim.
Right.
They're no different. And if you know history, this has been the setup forever. And it comes down to this. They don't even have the right to tell you. You have the right to decide on what you're going to do. They can say whatever they want, but that don't mean I'm listening. You remember, in Friday, when Devo leaves, I'll be talking.
Right.
It's a setup. And they're not going to give up their guns. And they know what buttons to push, because what they want to do is bring some real instability here, and so that they can have what they want, total chaos, because they rule out of chaos. And they'll have a civil war, and guess what? We'll all be fighting and not even know that we've been set up and instigated into this whole fight. You know, it's
you familiar with all these Walmarts they shutting down? The J-Helm thing?
Yeah, was very, very familiar with the Jade Helm and the Walmart setups and the FEMA building. And see, the thing about Jade Helm is that, it was supposed to have ended in August the 15th. But no, that stuff is, they've moved all of that equipment for a reason. Yep.
Right.
One thing about the military is that once they move in, they never leave.
Right.
They never leave. They establish new bases. And so it's all a cover for what's going on. This is why they're giving the police departments all over this country, they're making them their proxy military, quasi-military units. And now they're even quasi-military units. They are all out. Nothing more than military units.
Bro, I'm right here. I'm in the Bay Area, right? They about to give San Francisco Police Department $225,000.
Yep. Yep.
They say for tickets.
Right. That's to keep the San Francisco Police Department on their breast milk. So that they'll, just like they do different organizations, 501c organizations, you know what they are. The government tells them this is what you're going to do because we pay you to do it. And that's what it is. That's really what it is. That's the bribery. That's the whole bribery. And so the general public, and let me tell you something about San Francisco and the people up in Northern California, the Yay area. Remember, the Black Panther Party came out of that area. People up there, they quiet, but they not punks. They not just gonna lay down for anything. They really, really know, and it's sad, but yeah, bro, I totally agree with you with the whole setup of these shootings. When do we see this we didn't see this 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, because they didn't need it then. And now it's like every other week.
Right, because it's an agenda.
It's an agenda. It's the agenda. Well, bro, man, thanks for listening. Keep us strong up in the Yay area, man. Take care of the babies. Take care of you. Keep your eye out on everything. And, you know, just prepare yourself, prepare your family for, you know, what's to come. And we'll do well, brother.
Right. For sure. One love.
One love. Much love. Thank you so much, man. Hit us up anytime.
For sure.
Yeah, it's I totally agree with the brother. Is that was a setup with all of these, you know, shootings. And now, Brother Braggs had sent me an article, and I put it inside of Tando. And it says one of the largest magazines just said what no Republican wants to hear about guns. So now, People's Magazine has now thrown in their weight because they are part of who? The media. And whose agenda will they be beholden to? The government. To talk about these shootings. Now, let me say this. This is why you have police departments, so-called, if they were really supposed to do what they're supposed to do. If someone decides to commit a crime, there isn't anything that you can do to stop them. And particularly murder. It's an irrepressible crime. Everyone is capable of it, and if they decide to do it, there isn't anything that you can do to stop them. There isn't anything that you can do about the firearms, because the U.S. government participated in flooding the communities, black communities, with armament to get the drug trade moving in this country. The truth is more stranger than fiction. They participated in through the Contra, the Iran-Contra. They participated in through the drug trade. They participated in all of the black market illegal activities that have ever been established. Where do you think shadow governments reside? Within the black market. Within the black market. So now, and let me tell you, since they started talking about the overall gun control, this and that, what do you think people are doing? People are voting with their feet. What do I mean by that? They're running to the gun stores and buying up the firearms and the ammunition. Because they know that the government is going to try to pull it. They're going to try to pull it. But the people aren't buying it. They're not afraid of you, Caesar. Not afraid of what your threats are, what you can do to them. You have no legal recourse against them. They're not afraid of you any longer. Now, this is where it becomes dangerous. Because the people aren't afraid. So what do they have to do? They have to come up with these little incidents to promote their campaign. To promote their campaign. This guy, these people that do these things are no different than anyone else that decides to do something. When they decide to do something, then you have to respond to it appropriately. Because I would like to say this, not you know, on this firearms thing. One, when you are able to get all of the illegal guns off of the streets and take your guns away, then maybe we could talk. Because then maybe we're in a position where the general public doesn't have to protect themselves. I was in law enforcement. And I would tell people, you better arm yourself. Because guess what? By time they get there or I get here when I was doing it, it's going to be too late. I'm going to take a report about what happened. It'll be too late to prevent from what's happening. So I would definitely say you need to prepare yourself. And of course, preparing is Protection is one part of the table of preparation. So, yeah, you're starting to see this, and there is a real move towards that. Now, I'm going to say this. These people aren't stupid. What I really think is going to happen is this, is that they actually want to push people to purchase firearms. Let me tell you why I think they do. Because they know that they can control the outcome of that. And this is how they can do it. They have everyone running to purchase guns. See, these people think a different way. We have to become asymmetrical in everything. They actually want the gun sales that are happening to happen, in my opinion. They actually want these things to happen so that they will arm themselves because of this reason and this reason why. This is the reason why I'm saying that. The weaponry and the technology that they have supersede any firearm that you could purchase. The weaponry and the technology that they have supersede any gun that you can buy on the market. What they want to do is they want to be able to destabilize every community, and they're going to do it through what you've been seeing in the past. In what you see going on in the current events now, from the church shootings to the shooting of an unarmed people by the police. Those individuals that they hire, they know that they're capable of doing it. That's why they hired them. So this is a setup. Because what they want is they actually want a civil war, because then they can bring the pain like they did to Japan. They always set up the victim for propaganda. And we have to be smarter than that. We have to be much smarter than that. So, hey, we got another caller that's there. Let's go to the callers. Don't like to keep the callers waiting. Welcome to Tando Radio Show. What's your name? Where you calling from? What's your question or comment?
Hey, what's up? What's up? Peace, man.
Peace, Brother Braggs. What's going on? Hey, Brother Braggs, thanks for that article, man.
Babe, I got you, man. You know how we roll. Listen, I, the president is like, it's like a pitcher throwing a pitch, you know what I'm saying? I know where the pitch is going because I'm watching his motion, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to peak his tendencies. And he set this up from the beginning. He's been setting this up now for the last 2 years. He comes, he's like, oh, gun control. Oh, no. Okay. Now, you know, the government bought up about 2 billion rounds of ammunition. Now, what is that?
Yes, they did.
2 billion rounds of ammunition. Now, here where I live here in Chicago, in the Illinois area, legally qualified people who have went and put in for their conceal and carry, they got all these boys in limbo. They got a lawsuit. They telling these boys, nah, we're not going to, even though everything is legal, you can't have it. And see, I guess this is the first time in history, probably, that large numbers of black people are waking up and like, man, we better do this. You know? See, you know I'm a history screamer, don't you? You know I'm getting ready to say, just start checking history. Every last time, look, people don't want to say all these wars, these imperialistic, fascist, zonist wars, these wars were just a whole nation of thieves going to another nation and taking their shit. If you want to be ghetto about it, let's say it like it really is. Let's stop playing mind games and cut right to the chase. It was a nation of thieves who was starving. They didn't have an economy. They looked over. It was a bunch of people doing much better. Man, the government sanctioned them. Come on, let's roll on. And they went as a nation and took the shit. They did the same thing. This government sanctioned the same thing through history. Start reading your history, brother. Check your history in this nation. Look, first of all, I'm going to tell you, we always been here. But the thing is this, you were never allowed to have too much of this or too much of that because you would upset the Europeans. And notice this, they checked your numbers all this time by bringing other people in. Now, what's going on now? They're bringing Arabs in now, or Muslims, whatever you want to call it. But it's a whole different thing. It's almost like the census game, but in reverse. We bring up people who got a whole different ideology. I'm telling you, read, brother, start studying. Look, these people train their children different than us. And I'm telling you this, they train their children to be like monsters, like you're a golem, he's a beast. But look, they say they can steal from you, they can do anything they want to you because you are animal. And I want you to dig what I'm saying, because I want you to go check out what I'm seeing and find out what I'm saying, because it might save your life. Everybody need to wake up. We're walking around in the midst of our enemies, and we don't know it. Wake the fo-o. Wake up.
Yeah, so true, so true.
I'm not a preacher, so I'm done.
Yeah, no, no, Brother Rags, as always, you have to know history and know why. And let me tell you, they're going to always use, they're always going to have a sense of benevolence, but they are actually malevolent. This is a very, very dangerous thing that
just
they're
think,
doing.
What did they ever bring? What did they ever bring any nation that they went to?
Exactly.
Think about it. I want you to just think about what I'm saying. Did they bring them civilization? Because when they came to America, them brothers was here already, and the other indigenous people that was here was here living. They had thousands of encampments of people living a highly civilized life, not like in England, not eating each other up, not living
right
in the street like dogs, not cave, not incest, not man. Listen, if you check out history, you're gonna find our brother. You come from excellence, and that's another thing. They scared to death you're going to wake up, because once you wake up and ignite that infinite mind, then they got a problem. And that's the real problem. Everything that's been done to you, you've been lulled asleep for a reason, because you're a beast if you wake up, but you don't know it. But you're not going to know it until you go within yourself and find out who you are. You got to go find out about your people, your ancestors, what we have done, our accomplishment, and check history. Look, history is there to show us the mistakes that was made so we don't make them again. That's what history is. And if you know history, you can start charting stuff. This Nazi stuff, it ain't nothing new. They always been here. They brought them here. They are part of the establishment.
Right.
You in the Roman Empire. You don't even know where you at.
Right. You know, and Brother Braggs is so right, because you can hear it whenever we, like, play. Let's say if I play something from 1940, if I play something from 1920, what will you see? You will see stuff that they did back then that they're trying to do right now. Because it's the history. And if you go even further back, like Brother Bragg said, there is something that they don't want you to know. They don't want you to know how great you can accomplish without their influence.
But it's a secret even bigger than that that's looming right over your head that they don't want you to know, that you're standing on your birthright and you don't know it, that you was always here. They done went over into the western part of America in the mountains and whatnot. They done found Egyptians. Man.
Yep.
You wouldn't even believe the stuff they're finding about us, brother. These Olmecs and these Ottawas, these brothers, man, these brothers was running this. We're right at home. Don't let them misconstrue you. We have African heritage, but we much more than that. We was here because our people been roaming this planet since this planet was here. Just think about this. We was here when there was no white folks thought of.
Yep. You know,
period.
The Olmec,
we was roaming around this planet.
Right.
And that's
the
what brothers got to start digging. Get your history, bro. Once you get your mind right, see, your history going to get your mind right. I'm telling you, it's going to get your mind right.
My man, Brother Bragg, that's so true. You know, the Olmecs, even down in Mexico at the museum in Mexico City, they actually tried to sanction and hide the Olmec statues for a reason, because they don't want people to know that it was black that ran the Americas all the way from Alaska down to Brazil.
The Mexican ceremonies and the Egyptian ceremonies were worshiping the same god, practicing the same ritual. Where did they learn it from? They learned it from those Africans.
Africans are bad guys.
Look,
exactly.
When you hear him say more stuff that always blow my mind, more meant navigator. See, I've been studying my whole life to try to find this out. People won't even talk to you about this stuff. I hate to say where I was, but I was at the University of Chicago, and I usually don't tell people where I go get my books, because they don't know who I am. I come in looking like Goofy, you know what I'm saying? I'm a brother
to
these white folks in the bookshelf. They don't pay me no mind, but I got to ask no girl about. I asked the white boy last time I was there, man, because they got periods and everything. I'm like, man, where the more science books? They're like, the Moors, sign. My man going to act like he don't know what I'm saying. You know the Moors ran Europe for, you know, 800 years, you know, from 711 to blah, blah, 1582,
mm-hmm.
You know, when they expelled them from Spain. And man, I started blowing. I've never heard of that. Come on, man. You in the University of Chicago bookstore, you run in the bookstore, you know you heard of that.
Right, of course.
Certain things they're not going to never tell you. They're not going to talk with you about it. They're not going to talk to you. Look. They try to keep it's black Indians look just like you and me. Our women look just like I could be your cousin, your sister. Look just like, but they don't want you to see them pictures. See, they started classifying you as Negro, colored, and black. Everybody, Indians included, because you look so much alike. Once the white man came in and bastardized you people, that's when you start getting these yellows, as they call them, and these reds, or whatever they want to call them, but diluted us. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So right. this name game that they play to break us up all around the world, we all one people, wherever you're going to find us. Look, we other races have sprung out of us because guess what? The black woman is mother of all women, mother of all civilization. You see, people don't really get it. They don't see how deep that is. Nobody can produce what the black woman produced. When they violated the black woman, that's the only way you could create another race is through the black woman. You can't do it no other way. No other way.
You're absolutely right, Brother Braggs. It's so important that we know this history. And it's, you know, this is the truth. This is not something that's abstract. This is not something that's off the wall. This is actually factual. And the things that hurt us is that we're under schooling, and you know we're over schooled and undereducated.
Tell them about the miscegenation plan that they had. They had men coming from Cuba,
yep.
Brazil, Australia, Hispaniola, Dominican Republic, Cuba, Puerto Rico.
They was bringing
European men in to sleep with the indigenous women. To white them out. They thought that they seed could white us out. Guess what? It don't work that way. It takes seven generations to wipe us where you look white. Seven generations. Where it won't just automatically just trigger pop right back up. That's seven generations of breeding white to wipe us out. Families, and look, you wonder why Dominican Republic, Haiti, they have such a big problem. You got French on one side, colonized one side island, you got Spanish or Moroccan Spain on the other side. That's the rift. You got two different cultures in the midst of a black nation got their minds totally screwed up.
Yep.
From that imperial colonialism. Got them fighting each other on the shade of their complexions.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things why they hate Haiti so much because Haiti fought back with
Haiti's
France.
The only nation that kicked they behind.
Yep. Yep, and they try to, and this is why, you know...
Haiti saved America. That's the other thing you got to know. Haiti saved them. They ran the British up out of here. Otherwise, we would be a British nation instead of America.
Right.
And that's what them Haitians did. And those Haitians was always marked as being spitfires because they fought for what they believed in.
Wouldn't take it. They wouldn't take it. This is why they try to
ostracize
them all the time. Yep.
I mean... Damn, you making me get in there, brother.
That's one of the reasons why I firmly believe that they marked them for their weapons of technology because of the hatred of them was so great because they
let me show
not
you something
want
else. You know how they got Haiti subjugated too?
Wait, brother.
When the World
brother
Bank
Braggs,
goes,
we're gonna go through. Hold one sec. Let's hold on to that because we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. Hey, when we come back out of the break, bring that up. Because I don't want to break this up.
All right. Yeah, the World Bank, but I want to make that point before I forget.
Without a doubt.
It's so terrible, man.
Okay, cool. Hey, everyone, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032#. And just hit *61 if you have a question or comment. I will see it, and I will definitely bring you up. You're listening to... Tando Radio Show brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We're going to go to a commercial break real quick, and when we come back, we're going to make this point, and then we're going to talk about some of the fundamentals on preparing, because I'm telling you, they are going to release the fear, but there's no reason for you to be afraid if you know who you are. Listen to Tando Radio Show brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back.
I think what you're trying to ask is, why am I so insistent upon giving out to them that blackness, that black power, that black pushing them to identify with black culture? I think that's what you're asking. It's I have no choice over it. In the first place, to me, we are the most beautiful creatures in the whole world, black people. I mean, and I mean that in every sense, outside and inside. And to me, we have a culture that is surpassed by no other civilization, but we don't know anything about it. So again, I think I've said this before in this same interview, I think at some time before, my job is to somehow make them curious enough or persuade them by hook or crook to get more aware of themselves and where they came from and what they are into and what is already there, and just to bring it out. This is what compels me to compel them. And I will do it by whatever means.
Racial dislocation. Keep them moving. People who are forever on the move through eminent domain, urbanization, urban renewal, gentrification, are here again, drying up the river. You build a dam 800 miles up, and the river seals off the water behind the dam. I mean, the dam is sealed off, the river is sealed off behind the dam. So that means that all the people down in the valley there, they don't get any water. They need water. They depend on the fishing industry. So now they have to come and work for you, because there's no more water there, no more fish. And you give them minimum wage and a promise for the future as long as they look up to you. So they'll know they're completely dependent. But keep them moving. If a black person in the Northwestern Hemisphere starts getting that second generation house, then you come through and say you got to build a highway. That's the technique.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For live programming schedules, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Sorry about that, everyone. I talked too fast and it wasn't on cue. Hey, that was a powerful commercial that was just played. I hope you really caught the message in those commercials, because let me tell you, all of their infrastructures is to destroy and disenfranchise our people and our community. And it's done because that's the program in which they use against all. So we really need to stand up, because without us, the world cannot become what it needs to become. When the parents get the children in line, now we're talking about some progress. Let's do it. So, hey, Brother Braggs is still on. Brother Braggs, you were making a point about the World Bank. Let's jump into that.
You know, the banks that lend these little small countries this money.
Yep.
When they come in, they know that they can't pay the loans anyway. But check this out. I didn't know that when these countries come in and they make those loans, they take over the maritime and all air transportation. They take all that communication. They take over all of that as part of the thing. So basically, you're handcuffed now. You have to do what they say. That's why when they sanction Haiti, it's nothing they could do about it. The other thing about Haiti is sitting on, man, some oil reserves and whatnot, and they got gold in them hills.
Right, right.
And that's
exactly.
And look, you also got your ex President Clinton and his wife over there screwing around. Is it his brother in law that's over there in Haiti's
Hillary's
business
brother.
Real deep?
Yeah.
Man, you gotta man, look, I'm telling you gotta pay attention to these people. These people only go to places they go to steal.
The resource.
And look, I hate to say it like that, but you're going to have to start just, hey, look, they go to steal. That's what they're doing. They're stealing. They're taking other people's shit. Over here, they lock you up if you take somebody's shit. They put you on the news and criticize you. Look at this, the face of crime. You got a foot on a brother. And that's all orchestrated. It's all nonsense, because the real criminals, they walking scot-free. They calling the shots.
With immunity.
People have to wake up and say what it is. Stop looking up to these murderers. George, why all these boys, they murderers and they killers, man. That's what they are. They rapists, murderers, and killers. They the death of nations.
Yeah. You know, I always say, you know, like the one guy and the people that killed in these shootings, they call them, you know, serial killers or mass murderers. But when you kill millions, they call you president, ambassador, prime minister, king,
Hitler,
and everything
King
else.
Leopold.
They kill millions, and we forget. They kill millions. There's no difference. They are murderers to the highest. They are the real threats. And, you know, Brother Braggs is absolutely right.
Look who are their heroes? Come on, man. Come on. Go with me now. Who are their heroes, Dave? Tell me who their heroes are. Whoever. That's the mass murderer who killed the most. These are the people they look up to. Hey, it's something screwy about that shit. I'm telling you, we deal with people with defective minds, man. And
look,
people not paying attention to. Look, if your homie was acting like that, you'd be like, man, my homie a little off or something. These people got defective minds, man.
Yeah. They're sociopaths and psychopaths. Without it, and that's what it takes to really get ahead. And a lot of people they sympathize with that, and because they are that way, and they don't see the problem with it.
This world was rolling without these boys. The worst thing that happened to the world was these boys coming out them caves. Look, you don't even know how high a level we probably would be at if they didn't disturb that balance.
Yep,
we went
across. Class.
We went. Look, if you really know, we was artistic mathematicians. Man, people just don't get it, man.
Yeah, we would be a class two society by now.
Oh,
meaning,
my goodness,
a class one is where you can use energy without destroying anything. You have free energy. A class two society where you have the energy to traverse the whole universe without with on sustainable energy. We definitely would be far beyond.
They already had all that, Dave. They had electricity.
Yep, they did.
They had gears. Man, look, these people don't tell you what they took, man. Just everything that this world is rolling on, them brothers had millennia to sit back and put their game together, study the heavens, the earth, what worms do, what this do. And these are the brothers that start. The first surgery, the whole medical book was written by them brothers in Africa and Egypt. The Ethiopians. These boys wasn't no joke, man, and people don't know it. And brothers need to know you are everything, man.
Yeah, so true. You know,
it's in your DNA.
Dogon.
You just don't know. You everything.
Yeah, ask the Dogons about traversing the universe. That you know that,
and they
suppressed that. And the Nazis were the main ones. And see, a lot of people don't realize the Nazis are not a political affiliation. They're not like a Democrat.
The first ones to get into that information.
Yeah, they are nothing more than a demonic cult. They follow a demonic cult. They are Satanists at the highest level, and that's what they follow, and that's who they really, really are. So, but hey, check this out. Brother Braggs, and I'm glad that you brought that up about the World Bank and the IMF, because what they do is they get these countries indebted to them, and the first thing that they do is take all of their resources. They seize their resources, because that's what enslaves them. It's the resources is the key to you being sustainably independent. Without resources, you are a slave, and that's the key. And like Brother Braggs said, Haiti is rich with oil and rich with gold, and that's what the Clintons, as soon as after the Haitian earthquake, one of the first mining permits that were given was given to the Clintons. What the Clintons do down there, they so-called had a foundation, was nothing but a lie, that they went down to Haiti with because they went to Haiti because of the gold. This is the destructive malfeasant people that we're dealing with. They're sociopaths and psychopaths.
Also remember, Haiti got the most debt of any country in the world. How is that possible? How can that little country have see, because they're playing that game. It's, you know what? It's like you playing with mobsters and they're doing juice to you. They're juicing you, so you'll never be able to pay.
That's exactly what it is.
The game was made, so you're going to be under our thumb forever. And them brothers, I don't know how they're going to shake it. The world gonna have to shake these people because they're parasitic, man.
Yeah, that is so true, so true, and it has to start. You know, the thing is that it starts with us waking up, starting to ask questions, starting to research history to see what's really going on. Because the thing about it is this: if someone has been stealing from you and you didn't know how they're stealing from you, once you start to know it, now you become aware and you actually are responsible for what you know. Now you can start to implement things so that
participating in your subjugation. Don't help nobody subjugate you. Don't participate in your own subjugation. You got to watch what you're doing. You got to think about what you're doing. Otherwise, just these holidays and whatnot, these are hella days. These are not holidays. These are days that they're actually mocking your ancestors. You celebrating the destruction of people like you on these days. What you happy about? It was just like, what the heck is you happy about? They mocking your ancestors.
Right.
Come on, please listen to me. I'm not trying to be funny. Just think about what I'm saying.
Right. You have to
man,
be
it's
right.
crazy. You
got to
think
right,
about
brother,
this. They mocking you. They mocking us. They mocking our ancestors. You out here celebrating the death of your people.
Right.
To the conquerors, to the people who conquered your people.
Right, through the pagan rituals. The pagan rituals. That, you know, of the holidays. You're absolutely right, Brother Braggs. And it's at the point now where some people care about it and they're learning about it and they're ready to, but there are some people that they don't care because, you know why? They're only focusing on their comforts. And that's what we really have to work on individually.
White supremacy will never stop it unless you dismantle it. And the only way you can dismantle it is step away from the system and let it collapse.
Step away from it.
Stop helping it. Stop feeding it fuel. Stop perpetuating it.
Yeah, this is the main reason why you should prepare. And it was one of the reasons why, you know, I always say, you know, prepare. You know, always prepared, never scared. I'm sorry, never scared, always prepared. Because once you start to wake up, walk away from the system, now you can be sustainably free. Because that's what you really need to prepare for, is prepare for your freedom. Prepare yourself to be free. Because when you're free, you're independent. And that's what this is all about. And so that's the real reason why I started Tando, and it's the real reason why we went into this preparedness move, because it's really about your sovereignty, you being individually free. And it was just one of the ways to do it was through preparedness, because people kind of understand that. But once you start to get prepared, what happens to you? There's a transferring of your mind. You start to see how powerful you are. Brother Bragg started on this journey because of knowledge and being prepared. And this is it's so important that we do it. It's so important that we engage ourselves with that, our individual journeys. You are a powerful, powerful individual made by the great Creator, not to be segregated by anyone at all. So this is what we really need to change. So, man, Brother Braggs, you know, I don't know if you heard the earlier part of the show, but once people start waking up, I like to put it this way. Once we start getting, you know, the Black Talk Radio Network, we get callers and participants like you, Brother Braggs, and get participants like the Davises, and get participants like all of the listeners here, that becomes the biggest threat to the overall system. Because that is the greatest threat to them, is that we are no longer going to participate in it. The most powerful thing that we could ever do is walk away from this system. Just turn your back on it. But there's a process in doing that.
You gotta know what's going on. Everybody's walking around, and I guess a lot of people didn't want. You know, I guess actually, I always knew a bunch of stuff. I used to try to talk with people about things. They'd be looking at me like I'm crazy, but this is how I always saw things. And I'm glad I have. But as I see things,
I am too,
moving along the way that they move along, it's kind of I find the best thing is exposure. The more people that know, the less chance these people have of being able to carry off the things that they want to carry off. See, when people are asleep, they just kind of like move unaware with the flow. But when people start waking up, start questioning, you only need a couple of people to start questioning, and other people here that murder, get that little seed planted, people start paying attention to what's going on around them.
So true, Brother Rice. And I'm telling you, that to me, that is the greatest deterrent, is that when people start waking up and they refuse to participate in it, that is the greatest threat. When people start asking questions, it interrupts the whole system. It disrupts it, because they're cowards.
They hide everything in plain sight, first of all, and you don't question it, because you kind of like sleep. But once you start looking at things before you, and when you start looking around and really seeing what's around you, things start to make sense.
Now, hey, check this out. Let's what I want to do, Brother Braggs, help me out with this. What I want to do is that let me give you for everyone, when we need to start to prepare, let me tell you a good way to start to prepare. Everyone that listens to Tando Radio Show, they're at a different parts of the country. Brother Braggs is in one part of the country. I'm in another part of the earth. You know, he's at one part. I'm in here. One of the best ways to start preparing is just prepare for some of the things that you're going to face environmentally. Like here in Southern California, we have drought, we have earthquakes, this and that. So you want to start to prepare based off of your environment, okay, and some of the things that are going on in your environment. Like Brother Braggs is in another state, is winter's about to come and everything else. Yeah. So, you know, maintaining food, maintaining the ability to be able to keep warm is a real something that I don't have to do down here in Southern California. Is I don't have to worry about the winters, because the winters are mine.
Up here, buddy, believe that. You better have some stuff. I used to work on the other side of the city, so man, I had my boots, my blanket, extra clothes. Because if I had the car break down, man, I had to get out, put my good boots on so I could walk. Because man, you can't make it in Chicago when we get our sub zeros out here. You get stuck out there, gotta walk, man. It will kill you.
Yeah, and see, that's where, you know, a lot of people ask me, Dave, how do you start to prepare? You start to prepare for the environment that you live in. See, Brother Braggs, you know, just said it, hit the nail on the head. When it starts to get to that sub-zero time of the year, you have to be prepared for it. That's
no
the
joke.
Exact same thing, man, with everything else. That's where you start your preparation around. You start it around the environment that you live in.
I didn't believe it's storing gas, but you know what? They got this caddy I was looking at for your car. It stores, like, I think, like 35 or 40 gallons of gas.
Yeah.
That is good to have.
The gas button.
I'm saying that's exactly the name of it. Have that sitting in the garage. I just don't like to store that kind of gas. It's combustible.
Yeah.
It can cause a problem, but in a pinch, you would need to have that sitting in the back of your shed.
Yep. Yeah. It's called the gas caddy or the gas buddy. Yeah.
Yeah.
And now that's the only thing, as Brother Bragg said, is that you just got to be careful with the storing of it. Make sure it's in a ventilated place. Make sure it's ventilated. But you definitely need to have a store of gas.
Handle that gas inside the shed. When you take the cap off, those fumes are still combustible. You got to be careful when you're handling gasoline. It's very dangerous.
Extremely. It's the fumes that'll get you. You have to have it in a vented place. But you need to have that on hand, especially for those of you that live in those areas that get extremely cold. You know, you could go to work one day and then the weather change on you, you get hit with a major storm, and you don't have gas, oh man, you could be in some real trouble, some real, real trouble. So that's one of the things that I wanted to say. You want to start your preparedness based off of where you live. So what does that mean? Brother Braggs lives in a cold climate in the winter, so you need to have proper clothing, proper food, proper you already know what some of those things are. Someone that lives in Florida, they need to prepare for hurricanes. And there's, you know, you need to prepare for hurricanes accordingly, okay? One of the things in starting a preparedness group, and one of the ways you can actually trick your family, for those of you that have family members, friends that aren't really into the preparedness side of it because of, you know, the so-called conspiracy side of it all, this is the way how you can get them involved in it and trick them and how to get them involved in it. In Southern California, what I tell my friends that I had a trick to get into being prepared, now that they're starting to do it, is that I say to them, what are you going to do when we have an earthquake? And then they think, oh, yeah, we're going to have an earthquake. They don't even think about the other things because they're not open to that. They're naive to it. They're purposely deadened to it. But see, what you do is you trick your friends and your family based off of the weather. What are you going to do when it starts to get cold? You need to have food because the power is going to go out. You know, in Chicago, when the power goes out from
I've been through all that. Ice storm knocked the power out. We had power gone for like 3 days in the winter, in the dead winter.
That's where you want to start your preparedness and how you get your family members, for those family members that aren't into preparing. You bring some things that they can wrap their minds around, and guess what? As they start to prepare, their minds will start to open up to a lot of things. And then you slowly start bringing in other things, and then you get prepared for whatever it is that you're going to face. Because I'm going to tell you, if you prepare for what's going on with the weather, you've reached you're basically halfway there to being prepared for anything that happens.
You got to look at it like this. Should you stay? Should you go? It all depends on what the situation. You might have to evacuate. So you have to make that snap decision at that time. Your only circumstances can dictate what you may need to do. You know,
yep.
So you just have to have a mindset, whatever you got to do, that's what you want to do. And do it.
And do it. Now, let's talk about this. Now, the table of preparedness, and then we're going to just have one show on just how do you prepare a table of preparedness. The table of preparedness is this, and I like to use a table because it has four legs and a top. The table of preparedness is food, water, shelter, protection, and energy. Food, water, shelter, protection, and energy. That is how you want to structure your preparedness. And being when you structure it that way, it doesn't matter what you're preparing for. If you have that structure in place, you are prepared for pretty much anything because it'll give you options because you've done that. And it's the most cost efficient ways to prepare. Okay? So So it's food, water, shelter, protection, and energy. And we're going to go over each one of those in the coming shows because it's just that important. Because one of the things that you don't want to do is you don't want to overextend yourself in one area and not have one area covered. Not covering any portions of the table of preparedness means the whole thing is done. And there are very inexpensive ways to do it. The most important thing is that you have to have the will to do it. The key to surviving anything is that you have the will to survive it first and foremost. Your mental state and your mental prowessness is the key to everything. If you don't have the will to survive, it doesn't matter how much you have, you won't make it. And no matter how much you don't have, if you have the will to survive, you'll find ways to do it. This is why the mental state, your mental and spiritual state, is the most important thing, is that you have to have the will to survive and the understanding that you'll be able to make it. So whatever you don't have, whatever the shortcomings are monetarily, you'll be able to circumvent them because of your overall determination and your will. I'm telling you, and this is so powerful. And then what it really does is once you start to understand this preparedness thing, it opens you up to everything, your history, because you'll start to see how powerful you are. You'll start to see how powerful you are. And believe me, when something goes wrong and you're able to mitigate the problem, let's say for here in California, we have a major earthquake, and the people that are prepared and everything that they had, and they were able to have options and be able to mitigate that situation, once that happens, you'll never turn back. Not only that, your family will be completely supportive of you then. It's amazing how when you come to save the day, that's when they start to say, oh, shoot, I've been asleep. Case in point was Katrina. Case in point was Katrina. And the thing about Katrina, and that's a part of our history, we can't forget what happened. They created that storm. They blew those levees. They created the flooding. They created the death and destruction. And they created the misery that happened after, because they were data testing how the rest of the country would respond to them not doing anything. And it told them something, that now in this generation is ripe for them to move on them in a very draconian way. That was the lesson of Katrina. But see, there should have been a lesson by people that were there and people that watched it to say, never again, they're not going to set me up like they did there. Now you become powerful. It's so, so important. And I know, Brother Bragg, when you saw what happened in Katrina, I know that you said, you'll never catch me in that spot. Man. You'll never put me in that spot because I know who you are.
First of all, you don't herd me up and round me up. I decide which direction I go in. I call that shot for my people. Let's go. We going this way. That's how we rolling. And get out of our way. Don't come up talking crazy. Step off, son. Hey, because it ain't no game.
It is not, brother. And you know, I think we need
my people from the Lou. So you know, that's terrible to me, man.
Oh man, yes, it really is. And it was more than a wake up call. And I think that in this hurricane season, one of the things that we need to do is we need to revisit.
But you gotta remember who was in charge again, man. Man, listen, them Bushes, baby. Don't sleep on them, man. Stop sleeping on these people. I'm saying, in every impasse, you're going to find these same people right in the shadows somewhere around. And, man, from the father being at the top of the FBI when certain things took place, man, these people are everywhere that something happened.
Yep.
Secret elections getting taken over. All of a sudden, the machines become all malfunctioned. They right at the top of it. My man's running the state of Bush. Wow. Coincidence. Dang.
Right. What a coincidence. No.
Saint.
No.
These boys are right at the bottom of a whole bunch of stuff, man. You got to watch these boys.
This is a happening. So, okay, everyone. Hey, man, Brother Braggs, there's a show that we need to, there's something that we really need to to talk about, and it's about the overall kidnapping and the harvesting of our people.
Oh, and man, no this doubt. Is that's a serious topic. You know, that's serious to me, man.
That is one that we need to have.
I've been telling people this for years, man. Man, people used to think I'm crazy. Late at night, man, don't be messing with me late at night. Get up close to me. I'm in my car, whatnot, man. You better stay away from me. I'm trying to go home. And I hope you want to go home, too.
Right. So there's a show that we definitely have to have about this, because it's happening, and it's been happening for a while, and it's not going to stop until, like everything else, they will continue on the course that they on until...
As little as $353 a gram. That's more expensive than gold.
Yes.
One body might be worth almost $1 million in meddling.
Yep.
Look, meddling. That meddling is, man, this, they can't produce this. This is, man, this is some God-given electromagnetic from the man, out the galaxy, out the stratosphere. That's what you're made of.
Out of the blackness.
People don't really get it, though, man. Out of the blackness, bro.
Out of the blackness.
Out of the perfect black.
Okay, everyone. Hey, I just want to thank you all, Brother Braggs. Thanks for being who you are and what you do with us. I love you so much, man. And, you know, it's such a blessing to have you. And for the brother that called in earlier, thank you, Rev, for calling in. Great question, great topic. And we will definitely look at some more of these things. Everyone, we're going to be getting out of here now. And as always, remember, before you ask for a blessing, to be a blessing. And it's never goodbye. It's always I'll see you later. God willing, tomorrow, same thing. And keep your eye open, never scared, always prepared. Much love and much respect. We'll talk to you later.
Hey, man, you got 20 minutes right after this, man?
Yeah, call me. Call me now, man.
Girl, you are rich, even with nothing. And you know tenderness comes from pain. It's amazing how